project. There's about 29,000 linear feet of gravity main, 3,600 linear feet of force main, a couple lift stations, and that this project, when combined, the two projects combined into one, will serve about 275 users in the future. And we'll work on the engineering this year and easement acquisition and move into next year, and at some point next year look at, you know, how we want to bid that out and how soon that'll go to construction.
Brad, I'm not seeing on what I have. You said 800 and some odd thousand. I'm not seeing an actual amount.
On the funding agreement on page 2 at the very top, the first paragraph.
Brad and the county agrees.
Oh, project up to 800,000.
Yes, sir.
And then is this the first time this has been presented to us?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't think that.
No, the process was last year. We knew we're coming to the end here in the next year or so on the projects that we've been working on for a while. So we picked some new projects, and this is the first one that will come to you. We have projects for Mildred Phase 2, wrapping on around 76, and Table Rock Lake West. That's a really large project out across Highway 86 Bridge, Long Creek Bridge, and capital improvements on our existing infrastructure, a specific project to upgrade a lot of our existing infrastructure. I'll come to you later this year with funding agreements for those.
Correct me if I'm wrong, years past, do you not kind of present everything to us so we kind of know where we're at budgetary-wise, as opposed to $800,000 here and then?
I do. I've not been, if you're talking specifically for the 23 budget, I've not had a request to meet with you all. I've sent that to your office.
Yes.
But
yeah.
I know you're going to be starting on those meetings. So
right. This
is just a slight bit out of order. Normally
what I'm asking.
Yeah,
so
normally we would meet and discuss the budget for this year.
And that way we know the projects you got
yes.
as a whole and not just.
So we're just a few days maybe out of order here.
For me, on this one specifically, do you care until we have a budget meeting? Before
no,
we approve that one?
No, it'll be fine.
And I don't know about the other. Okay. And then as far as on the non-specific, what was the amount you guys budgeted last year?
It should be very similar. It's a little more this year because of the changes that we've done to add a person into the GIS asset management department as well as a construction project manager. And I don't have that right off the top. I could look it up if you want me to, but
that's all right.
It's normally around $1 million.
Okay.
So it's a little more than that this year.
And you did present to us the GIS and the asset management and
yes.
the staff reimbursement side, which was supposed to help save quite a bit in
engineering costs. In inspection fees over time.
Inspection fee, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you guys want to take action on that one, or do you want to wait, or what do you guys think?
The one on the capital improvement, that's not including this because we've not addressed that agreement. This is not including moving the management fees over to that. Although that's under the it's under the SUR, but that's not doing anything towards that. It's just part of this budget, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those line items just increased a little bit to cover those.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with waiting on this one as well. It's whatever you guys.
I'm fine with the lookout aid expense on the lake improvement project. I see no problem with the 800,000 figure that's given in the work that's going. Is that the final phase of that?
No, that's the starting phase. This is a brand new project that we're just now hearing about.
Right.
It's joining on those
yes,
to
ma'am.
The Venice on the...
Yes, it's joining to the Venice on the Lake project that's been in the works, that's been in construction for the last few years. We're in the third phase of that first project, and that will be completed around the end of this year. This is a new project that will extend off of that, as well as the area, what was called Lookout Acres to the north of Forsyth. But all of that will connect into the Venice on the Lake project.
Now, isn't Lookout Acres already on sewer, or is there part of it that's not on sewer?
No. Well, the Rolling Meadows Mobile Home Park has a sewer system, and it's a gravel bed treatment plant. It's not in good condition, and it really needs to be eliminated. But that is the only
Is that, are those individual lots owned, or are those rented and then?
I think they're individually owned, but I'm not 100%. I know they have an owner that owns the mobile home park.
I think they're individually. Are you talking Rolling Meadows? Mm-hmm. I know one person that owns hers out there.
Yeah.
I didn't know if they own their home, but not the space.
They may own their home, but not the space. That's what I think it is, but I'm not 100% on that. But it's in pretty bad shape. It's probably a couple years ago, John Suti and I visited with the new owner, and it was in very, very bad shape.
Should we not hold their feet to the fire and make them clean up and fix their problems?
You can. It's just, this is a master plan project that was planned to serve that whole area, and it's better to eliminate the treatment facilities that are the struggle. So,
I think we need to have more discussion before. I would like to have more discussion before we move forward with anything like that. Okay. Only because I feel like in the past, I've said it publicly before, I'm tired of bailing developers out. So, I mean, if they bought the project and they knew poor systems there, then that's part of the expenses, and there shouldn't be the burden of the county to fix their problems. Regardless if it's part of the master plan or not. So without having more discussion, I'd like to wait till we can discuss that and have a better idea of the whole project.
Sure.
Okay.
For me.
And I would feel comfortable with more discussion as well, so I could better understand that project
sure.
as well.
I've kind of been aware of it for a few years, of what's going on there, so, but I respect my fellow workers, and so we'll discuss it. And
has this been in the talks for a few years?
Yeah, okay. This is. So Lookout Acres was a phase one. There was a phase one that got completed along the Casey Road area, and I think Hickory Street maybe, and that was completed back years ago by the sewer district, but was turned over to the city of Forsyth. Mm-hmm. And the city may have extended their boundaries. I really don't remember. HDR did do that project, and so the phase two of this that you see on this map here, that's on the right side, this area here in black, that is what's considered phase two, Lookout Acres. And it goes on up 160, picks up the mobile home park, and then the several businesses that are in that area, and goes down to Cedar Point on 176. The Venice North is just extending off of the project that was built and is being built and finished now up Sundown and some of those spur roads up to 160. And so this has been in the works for a long time as far as master plan and wanting to complete that. And it was just in the handful of projects that the sewer district selected last year to get started on. We negotiated with HDR the fee. They had already done work on the phase one of Lookout Acres, and they're the engineer for the Venice project. So it made sense for them to do the work and do that. So this is just to do the design of what you see in black here, and then we'll bid that out in the future. We have to get easements acquired.
Yeah, it's a longer process than just next year.
Yeah, it's a pretty good-sized project.
How? What are all those, other than the mobile home park?
Mainly businesses up through there
so
on the right
on,
side.
Are they on sewer? Are they on their own septic system?
Yeah, they're
right
all
now?
On septic.
And
yeah, the only people that are on a treatment facility are the rolling homes, mobile home park.
And then
people.
On the west side where those houses are what are those?
Those are just houses very similar to the area that we've served in the Venice project going on up. We get John, you know, Suti dealing with the on-site septic systems has a lot of issues in that area where you see the black on this left side. A lot of bad failing septic systems in that area. Get people calling us, hey, are you going to come up this way? And we've had that again in the master plan for a while. So it made sense to combine these two and put them together and execute the project. But it'll be a longer-term deal. It's not like it'll, I mean, obviously, I always look at the whole budget and try to make sure we don't spend our money way down. So it could go to construction next year. It may get punted into another year in the future, but This would do the engineering and easement acquisition and get it ready. Or actually, it would take it through the bidding phase.
No. On the non-specific capital improvements, did you want to wait on that one? Or do you guys want to act on that one?
Was you wanting a deep, more detailed report on it?
I believe that was
on the Exhibit A, gives their, the only addition is that number 26, I think.
Yeah, number 26 increased to include the new staff member there, and the 23 included, increased to include the new staff person there. Okay. And I mean, I'll tweak these numbers. Most of the time they stay very similar, but if I think we're going to have, the county is going to fly new aerials this year and do LIDAR, and we'll pay for a portion of that work. So my GIS project in line item number 20 has increased to $50,000. Typically, we don't spend that much, but we'll contribute right. A good chunk of that to pay for the new aerials for the county because we use them so heavily, as well as the LIDAR contours. So it just covers those things that, like I said, are kind of non-project specific. And when we have upgrades that we need to do on our lift stations and things like that, we spend out of this line item. Actually, for the county budget, it's one line item, but then I break it out into these additional line items.
I feel comfortable moving forward with the annual non-specific capital improvements agreement.
Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement binding between Taney County and the Taney County Regional Sewer District for the annual non-project specific capital improvements.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And then we should be able to get together probably here pretty quick.
On to discuss the overall
budget? Yeah, discuss the overall budget.
Okay, that'd be great.
Have we set a meeting up with council?
I think it's the 17th.
Okay.
Correct, yeah.
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday,
yes.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Do we need to note it's agendized here on the lookout Venice on the Lake, Venice North, intergovernment agreement? We're not taking action on it. Do you?
The only thing that's agendized is intergovernmental funding agreement, TCRSD. It's on there twice.
It's on there twice. It's referring. She just failed to put exactly what they were. Okay. So the one we're not taking action on until further date after the 17th.
Correct. So we will take no action on the Lookout Acres / Venice North Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project at this time. Correct?
Correct.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brad. Next on our agenda, we have bid recommendation for Taney County Courthouse Rehabilitation, project number 4195.19.
I'm Garen McElroy with Great River Engineering. We recently opened bids for replacing the windows in the first floor of the courthouse and replacing the glass only in the upper floor of the courthouse. We had one responsive bidder who was Young's Glass and Hollister. Bid totaled to $206,384.50. GRE is recommending award of this project. We don't feel that a rebid would produce any more bidders, and or it's not likely that you'd see a lower bid price for that as well.
Is there a bid number or anything by chance? Is there just project number?
Okay. That's all I have is project number.
Move to award bid for project number 4195.19 to Young.